Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I want you to picture this. Let's clear your mind and picture this. You come into the office. You are the first one in the office in the morning. What do? You open the door, you turn the lights on, and you go to your computers and you turn them on. And when you turn them on, nothing. Blue screen. You can't believe it. You know how important the computer is to your business. Businesses cannot function today without a computer. We wonder how we functioned before we had computers. So they've become an integral part of the business. So you have a computer tech that you work with. You have an IT person that's always been servicing your computers, and you run for the phone and you pick it up and you ask that computer person to come over right away. This is vital. This is important. I can't do business. I know you're busy, but this is why I pay you every single month a retainer. Get over here. So they get over to your office, and they take a look at things, and they start to diagnose what's going on, and they go through a whole procedure of diagnostics to find out what's going on. Is it the computer screen? Is it the computer? Is it the hard drive? And they go through a whole list of things in their mind that they understand what needs to be done. You didn't understand it. You're not a computer tech. You're not the person who maintains your computers, but you knew what phone number to call. And in no time at all, they analyze the problem. They tell you what you need to do. They tell you what it's going to cost. They take care of it, and you're up and running again. And they were able to do that because they understand computers. It is their life. They understand what needs to be done. It's not a job. They think it through. They see it. They see the progression of what may not be working, and they test it one after another. That's easy to understand. But CEOs, presidents, and business owners, in business, you need to understand what you need to do. It is the same process, top to bottom, beginning to end, start to finish. You need to understand your business, because when you understand your business and you get a global picture of what you need to do, you can see exactly what's not working and why you're not making a profit, or why you're not making the profit you'd like to make, or why you are making a profit and how you want to maintain that profit. If you don't understand your business, if you don't understand a part of your business, it'll be hard to grow your business. It'll be hard to scale your business to a size where you are making a great profit. Now, that doesn't mean that you are the expert in everything. You don't necessarily need to be the expert in social media, just like you didn't need to be the expert in computers. But when the computer failed, you knew who to call. When you're working on your social media, the person doing it for you may be the expert. You trust their judgment until you can't trust it anymore. You don't necessarily need to be a CPA, Certified Public Accountant, but you need to understand what that means. You need to understand what a financial statement looks like, but you don't necessarily need to do the financial statement. That's what a CPA does, or your bookkeeper does. Understanding every part of your business is important. And as you go through your business and as you go through the life of your business, the understanding that you need will have to improve, because your business will change. Every time your business gets bigger, it's a different business. Every time you hire a few more employees, it's a different business. Every time you move to a new location or you add new equipment, it's a different business. So what business people don't do enough of is they don't do enough thinking. They don't do enough just sitting at their desk, staring off into space and say, what if? Many business people are busy doing stuff, and it has to be done. But because they're doing stuff, there's no strategy. Because they're doing stuff, there's no thinking about what happens in your business. And I, as I said yesterday on talkbusinesswithhoward.com, you need to be negative to be positive. You need to root out what's not working. You can't just have this attitude of, oh, everything is great. Even if you're making money today, even if you're making money this month, it doesn't mean you're going to make money next month. On the first of the month, you are stone cold broke, no matter how much money's in the bank, no matter how much business you've done before, no matter how much business you're doing this year. Understand your business, and what's the most critical part of understanding your business, and that is understanding people, understanding how they think, how they function. The computer tech, when they're repairing your computers, understand exactly what the flow is, how it works. Every person will be different. People are not machines, but you need to understand your people. You need to open your mind up and say, what can I give them? What can I teach them? How can I train them? How can I reach them? How can I get them to understand what's important in this business? And when you're doing that, it's a lifetime pursuit. It never stops. If you are a student of business and you are understanding your business and you are continuing to do it and never stopping working at understanding the business, you will be incredibly successful. If you don't do that, well, at some point the competition will just pass you, chew you up, and just take all of your business or take a significant part of your business so that you're not making a profit. Think about it, and that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to think. I'm asking you to reflect. I'm asking you to pay attention. When you do that, well, you're unbeatable. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.